leave any room for doubt when it comes to you and me. You know all about the way I feel inside. You know how hard I try, but that don't mean that I can't love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. Tonight I'm gonna start all over, show you, girl, what's in my heart. See things differently. I have just begun to show you that you mean everything to me. I still feel the need. Love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please you, girl.
Real Country 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
Drivers, start your engines!
The NASCAR Xfinity Series races here.
Green flag is in the air, and they're playing bumper cars already. As they race off in turn one by a fender, it's Cole Custer.
All the exciting play-by-play and lap-by-lap action.
Austin Hill to the bottom. He'll go to second. Big block from top to bottom.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Shane Van Gisbergen up the front stretch. The New Zealander wins at Portland International Raceway.
Now, here's the starting lineup.
Starting 38th will be Glenn Rean. Daniel Dye will go 37th. Joey Gase starts 36th, and Garrett Smithley 35th. Dawson Cram is the 34th starter. Haley Deegan starts 33rd. Patrick Emmerling 32nd. And David Starr 31st.
Jeff Burton starting 30th here this afternoon. Starting 29th will be Brett Moffitt. Ross Chastain, he'll go from 28th. Starting 27th will be Josh Williams. Starting 26th, Brendan Jones. 25th starter will be Leland Honeyman. Matt DiBenedetto ready to go from 24th. Kyle Weatherman will start 23rd. Corey Heim will start 22nd. And starting 21st will be Kyle C.
Ryan Ellis starts 20th. Starting 19th is Anthony Alfredo. Starting 18th is Blaine Perkins. The 17th starter, Sammy Smith. Starting 16th is Jeremy Clements. The 15th starter is Ryan Sieg. Going off 14th is Brennan Poole. Parker Retzloff will start 13th. Riley Herbst 12th. And A.J. Allmendinger 11th.
And now your top 10 starters. Starting 10th will be Parker Kligerman. Starting 9th, Jesse Love. 8th will be John Hunter Nemechek. Cole Custer will start 7th. Chandler Smith will start 6th. Starting 5th, Sam Mayer. Starting 4th, Justin Allgaier. Sheldon Creed will start 3rd. Starting 2nd, but again, he will go to the tail of the field. Shane Van Gisbergen, that is a backup car. And leading the field of the green flag will be Austin Hill.
Field is now rolling on their opening pace and parade lap, so let's swing around the track now and bring in our other turn announcer, presented by the Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Experience the Bike Riders on the big screen this summer, only in theaters June 21st.
Covering the action for the Motor Racing Network, outside of turn number three from Milford, Delaware, is our own Mike Bagley.
Thank you, Jeff, and good afternoon, everyone. Lots been talked about here at Iowa Speedway about the racetrack itself. This track has been patched. It's got new asphalt. In turns one and two, it is basically half of the racetrack down with an extra swath up top at the exit of turn two. Turns three and four, new asphalt there with an extra layer, an extra lane or so at the exit of turn four. The drivers say that they want to be in the newly paved area. If you find yourself sliding up the racetrack and you hit the old asphalt, more times than not, you're going to hit the wall. It is a fast racetrack. These drivers carrying a lot of speed and a lot of momentum. We've seen a lot of contact already so far this weekend in the ARCA Menards Series race. We're anticipating more contact this afternoon, and we'll cover it from a tower here outside of turn three at the Iowa Speedway.
Field begins to work around this track. Two groups of them behind two different pace cars. They'll come down to the line. We will not get the one to go, so they'll go back around the track at least a couple of more laps, which is a perfect opportunity now to bring in our pit reporters for some final thoughts before the drop of the green flag, starting with Steve Post.
Alex, when we get our grids and look at who's doing what, I love coming up and finding some old friends that are doing some new jobs here. And I'm talking about Felipe Lopez. He is the crew chief for Daniel Dye. Daniel's running a limited schedule with Colic Racing, and they put the veteran Felipe Lopez with him. Felipe, first crew chief in NASCAR, listen to this, 1991 in the Cup Series with Stanley Smith. He's had drivers Darrell Waltrip, Jimmy Hensley, Hut Strickland, Terry Labonte, Kenny Wallace, and so many more. He's even worked for A.J. Foyt and Richard Petty. His last time on the pit box was 2014, but when the Colic team with a young driver like Dye wanted a veteran, stable hand calling the shots. They went and picked Felipe Lopez up, and here he is atop the pit box. I asked him what he's doing up there, and he shrugged his shoulders and said, I have no idea, but we're going to have a good day here today. So Felipe Lopez, crew chief for Daniel Dye. It'll be fun to see what they do here in this Dye's fourth start of the season. Chris Wilner?
Well, Steve, that's been an anticipated return to Iowa Speedway for Sammy Smith, the young racer out of Johnston, Iowa, just about 40 minutes away from Iowa Speedway. He told me just earlier this afternoon, there's no feeling like racing from home, and the driver is certainly excited to be back at this racetrack. He told me also the car feels really good, but he's got a sense of pride racing here at Iowa Speedway. Over 1,000 TMC Trucking employees that sponsor his race car are here at Iowa Speedway, scattered across the grandstands, and two different suites being sold out as well. He wants to put on a good show for them and for his team because they're sitting right there just outside the cut line, and Sammy knows that today it could be an opportunity to turn things around. That's what been an up and down kind of season for the young driver from Junior Motorsports, hoping today it's career win number two in front of his home fans here at Iowa Speedway.
There's a broadcast team for you here this afternoon. Steve Post and Chris Wilner, they're together on pit road. Mike Bagley is ready to call the action for you in just another lap outside of turn number three. My name is Jeff Striegel. Alongside is Alex Hayden. And Alex, before we go green, and that is going to happen in one lap, how about this facility?
It's outstanding. 7/8 of a mile. There are campers and motorhomes and tents all around this racetrack. Acres and acres of camping and parking. We're adjacent to one of the main east-west thoroughfares of the United States and Interstate 80. So the big rigs and the trucks driving up and down see a capacity crowd here and an awful lot going on. It's another great race weekend that's going to be punctuated with the first ever NASCAR Cup Series race here tomorrow. But all eyes and the entire focus right now, Jeff, on the NASCAR Xfinity Series in the Hy-V Perks 250.
They have made the determination they will go one extra lap before we go into the green flag, so we're a lap and a half away from that. You mentioned the NASCAR Xfinity Series and their first trip ever to the Iowa Speedway, the Iowa Corn 350 powered by ethanol. That is coming your way tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And based on everything we have seen through practice and qualifying, that is a can't-miss race. It's going to be a good one. A lot of unknowns going into that race, and I think we have a lot of unknowns going into this one. We'll know for sure in one lap as we'll get the one-lap indicator here at the start-finish line, and then we'll be under the green flag.
We do want to say thanks to today's sponsor, Hy-V. Make sure you've got your Hy-V Perks card to cash in on exclusive perks, pricing on hundreds of items in store and online. Plus, get digital coupons, special offers, and more with Hy-V Perks. Visit Hy-V.com to learn more today.
Again, this is race number 15 of 2024. Green flag next time by for the NASCAR Xfinity Series, the Hy-V Perks 250. The numbers that you need to know. Stage 1 done at lap 75. Stage 2 will be complete at lap 150, and then we'll run them 100 more laps until we see the black and white checkered flag. 7/8 of a mile racetrack, banked like Mike said, 12 to 14 degrees in turns 1 and 2, and in 3 and 4, bows out, D-shaped oval here. Brand new asphalt down in turns 1 and 2, brand new asphalt down in turns 3 and 4, and somebody apparently, Alex Hayden, has had something fall off or out of a race car. Debris spotted on the racetrack.
Yeah, it's right here just past the start-finish line. A big chunk of metal has come off, so the AMR safety team has gone out to retrieve that. So again, we'll go around another lap before we put them under the green flag. You know, Joe Gibbs Racing has been a staple with their GR Supras here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. So far this year, they have had four different drivers make their debut with Joe Gibbs Racing here in the Xfinity Series. Today, Iowa native Brett Moffitt becomes the fifth this year to debut with Joe Gibbs Racing. How have the other ones done? Well, back in Daytona, Sheldon Creed finished second. Chandler Smith finished fifth. Then at Richmond, Taylor Gray finished third. Josh Balicki at Portland finished 12th. So if you think there's some pressure on these drivers, how about a little more pressure on Iowa native Brett Moffitt? But he's used to that. He's a NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series champion.
Now, when you take a look at the points, the way they shake out right now, you've got five drivers less than 73 points below the cut line. We still have a ways to go, but this would be a big opportunity for one of those drivers like Sieg, Brendan Jones, Anthony Alfredo, Parker Retzloff, and others to come out of here with a good afternoon, perhaps taking their team to victory lane. We are ready to go now. Austin Hill is set to lead the field of the green flag with Justin Allgaier alongside. And for this start from Goldsboro, North Carolina, here is the Motor Racing Network's Alex Hayden.
Shane Van Gisbergen was scheduled to start second again, had to go to the back of the field because of a practice crash and a backup car. Here they come up off turn number four. Green flag goes in the air, and the NASCAR Xfinity Series is racing at Iowa. From the inside lane, Austin Hill grabs the top spot, but Allgaier rallies back.
Allgaier charges hard into turn number one. Lost a car length on the initial waving of the green flag, comes blasting at the high side of turn number two. Allgaier to the lead, and now they're side by side for second.
And that's Sheldon Creed to the inside. Oh, he washes up the racetrack. That'll check the whole field up behind him, and Austin Hill will get away. They are going to fan out three and four wide. Cole Custer, Jesse Love, and others. Mike, that was a big moment early on.
Sheldon Creed almost lost the car and took Austin Hill along for the ride as well. Instead, Hill gets away with second. Creed's able to protect third, but now the field is bottled up from fourth on back.
Yeah, they are, where they're stacked up side by side. Sam Mayer to the inside. Chandler Smith works topside. Again, this is fourth and fifth, wheel to wheel at the start finish line. Chandler Smith will now swing down across the nose of the Sam Mayer car.
He'll take that spot off the end of the front straightaway. Sam Mayer's hands are still full. John Hunter Nemechek looking for room to race. Won't find it out of turn number two. Instead, Nemechek will follow him off the end of the back straightaway.
And right behind that, you've got Jesse Love working down the inside on Parker Kligerman, and others looking on right there. Further up, one car off the banking and off the pace, Jeremy Clements, who will get back in the gas. He's given up several spots. Meanwhile, that battle for third, it's a good one.
Sheldon Creed just trying to hang on to it. Chandler Smith on the hunt, trying to get it. Single file off the end of the back straightaway. A lot of bumping and grinding going on further back in the pack. Cars skating and sliding all over the racetrack.
Yeah, they are. Just trying to find the grip here on a Saturday afternoon on overcast skies. Oh, here is Ryan C. coming up and absolutely laying the bumper to the back of another car. Check that. That was Matt DiBenedetto, who moved cars up the racetrack. Further up, Mike, the battle for third is on.
Here's Chandler Smith outside of Sheldon Creed, who grabbed the spot in three with Sam Mayer looking for room to race.
Sam Mayer using the outside of the racetrack. Not anymore. Sheldon Creed will slide across his nose, so Sam Mayer will look down to the inside as they head back to turn two.
Tries to open up the inside lane, coming back into the corner. He'll find some real estate at corner entry, but he won't have any at corner exit. Sheldon Creed able to hang on to fourth. Mayer under fire now. John Hunter Nemechek will dive it in deep into three.
He does. Tries to make it stick right on the bottom of the racetrack. Does John Hunter Nemechek. He'll be even with them as they exit turn four. They bounce off of one another at the start-finish line, side-by-side for fifth.
Racing for that fifth position, coming into the corner. Advantage, John Hunter Nemechek. He'll slide through. He'll grab fifth. Mayer just trying to hang on to the spot, but his troubles are not over. Here's Cole Custer looking for room at the back door.
So they race side-by-side now with Cole on the inside, Sam on the outside. Jesse Love is right there. Riley Herbst is right there. And so is Corey Heim. That's a good battle. Headed back to the corner.
Stacked up from sixth on back. That battle for sixth is side by side. Custer and Mayer wheel to wheel. Jesse Love looking for room to race. And Riley Herbst and Corey Heim lined up behind all them as well.
Corey Heim started in 20th position in the opening seven laps, has driven to 10th, and he's not at all happy there. Corey Heim wants a little bit more in that bright purple Toyota.
Interesting to note about Corey Heim, Alex. He's gained a lot of those spots using the outside of the racetrack on the initial start. While everybody's been huddled up down low against the white line, Corey Heim goes wide in the corner, making an outer lane work for him in the early going.
We are nine laps into this one. Justin Allgaier is your race leader. Austin Hill goes second, followed by Chandler Smith, Sheldon Creed, and John Hunter Nemechek. That's your fast five early on. Sam Mayer sixth in front of Cole Custer, Jesse Love. Then comes Corey Heim. He's ninth, and Riley Herbst, Alex, completes the top 10.
Justin Allgaier broke out to about a 15-car length advantage. That has been gobbled up by Austin Hill. Now Chandler Smith is joining the party. Front three have been able to gap fourth and fifth by about five car lengths. 10 laps in to the Hy-Vee Perks 250.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in victory lane.
Oh, it's here!
Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
From Iowa Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durand.
Back here at Iowa Speedway, 16 laps complete, and Mike Bagley, we've got a new race leader.
Chandler Smith found the lane that he needed. He's got by Justin Allgaier, and now it's Chandler Smith that is pulled away by about three car lengths.
And Steve, we'll talk about Austin Hill, who is beginning to backslide. He was at the front of the field, as you know. Now he has drifted back to fifth behind Chandler Smith, Justin Allgaier, John Hunter Nemechek, and Sheldon Creed. What's going on with Austin?
Austin reported, especially in the middle of the corner, he's loose. That means the rear end wants to step out from the car. That also means he can't get his foot back down on the gas. So loose race car for Austin Hill as he's dropped back from the pole position to position number five.
Race leaders now, meanwhile, are going to begin to catch the tail end of the field. Glenn Rean will be the first driver that Chandler Smith will approach. You know, it's been an interesting start to the year for Chandler Smith, Jeff. The first seven races of the season, Chandler Smith busted out of there. A couple of wins, three top two finishes, six top five finishes, average finish of 3.2. However, in the last seven races for Chandler Smith, no wins, no top fives, only two top tens. His average finish in the last seven races has been 17th.
Well, and it's also the first time he's led laps since Talladega, and that was a long time ago. He's gone five straight races without leading a lap, but he's leading here right now. Chandler Smith at the front of the field, 20 laps in.
And that driver's spotlight is presented by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
And pulling away, by the way, Mike Bagley can weigh in on this. Chandler Smith right now leading over Justin Allgaier, John Hunter Nemechek, Sheldon Creed, and Austin Hill. The big question coming in, Mike, as you know, and that is the new asphalt. What have we learned, and is there still some questions out there?
Yes, there are questions, and we're still in that learning process, Jeff, and this right now is the ultimate exercise. You know, you qualify, you practice, but once you get into the race, it's a whole different dynamic. We're seeing a lot of drivers slipping and sliding. We're seeing a lot of drivers sliding up the racetrack. But more importantly, we're also seeing some drivers perhaps back away and save some tires. While we learn, I'm sure that the drivers and the crew chief and the teams are still in that learning curve as well.
Well, that could be the factor that's playing in for Corey Heim. We mentioned started 20th, climbed up to the top 10 in just seven laps, but Jeff Striegel, Corey Heim now has a lot of company at the back door.
Well, Ryan Sieg's going to drive by Corey Heim, and right behind Ryan comes Sammy Smith, Parker Kligerman, and Brandon Jones. A lot of company there, a lot of problem. Brandon Jones, Mike Bagley, up the racetrack.
Up the racetrack in turn number two. He's able to hang on to the car. He left the newly paved portion of the track, went into the older portion, and he was able to hang on to that race car. Tip of the cap and a good piece of driving right there for Brandon Jones.
Yeah, that was a nail-biting moment for Brandon Jones, but able to gather it back up. Meanwhile, a challenge and change for the number three spot. You had Sheldon Creed last lap get by Justin Allgaier. So after Justin Allgaier jumped out and led the opening 14 laps here of this race, he's backslid to position number four, and that gives Toyotas now positions one, two, and three.
How about a quick look at the movers and losers right now? Brett Moffitt up 14 spots in 25 laps since we put him under the green flag. Ross Chastain up 10. Daniel Dye up 10. He started at the tail end of the field. And Jeb Burton is up 9.
Yeah, on the other end of that, Jeremy Clements and Parker Retzlaff have both lost 7 positions. I'm going to add Corey Heim to the loser side of this after a big run to get things going. He was just put 3 wide and lost 2 spots. Now Ross Chastain is driving underneath the Corey Heim car. Started 20th, drove up to 10th. Corey Heim, now Mike Bagley, in jeopardy of losing 15th.
Yeah, he's just trying to hang on and just try to stabilize somewhere. He's still getting some pressure. Matt DiBenedetto is right there, but Heim is having a problem coming off the corner. He'll enter fine, but when he goes to put the power down, that car is very loose, and he's trying to hang on to it.
And he's going to have to hang on for another 47 laps. We're only into lap number 28, Alex. We go all the way to lap 75 before we get a stage break, and if we don't get a caution, that's going to be a long time for Corey to try to wheel this ill-handling race car.
Yeah, we're only 28 laps into your point. He's already won the yo-yo award for the day. Up and down the leaderboard he's going, and right now he is dropping down the leaderboard. Meanwhile, the race leader continues to be in heavy lap traffic. Coming up off of turn four right now, here's a gaggle of race cars, Jeff, that are getting after it.
Justin Allgaier, who is right now fourth, and right behind Allgaier, they are side by side and lined up and ready to go.
Sam Mayer and Austin Hill, the first of the drivers that are lined up. Mayer makes a move to the bottom of the racetrack and turns one and two, trying to ease up alongside Austin Hill, who will take a wider approach and a higher line in three.
He does as they work their way up off of the corner. Everybody tiptoeing right now because we have now run 31 consecutive green flag laps. To my count, that would be the most anybody's run consecutively, including the 50-minute practice session yesterday. By the way, Shane Van Gisbergen has now gone a lap down after crashing in practice yesterday and going to a backup car. So Shane Van Gisbergen, if he wants to win 3 races in a row to get things going here, he's got a lot of work in front of him.
Yeah, that's for sure. How about Cole Custer, Mike Bagley? He is on the move. He's in company. Riley Herbst, Jesse Love, and others follow.
Cole Custer off turn number 2 right now is all by himself, but behind him, this race between Riley Herbst and Jesse Love has been a good one. Here's Herbst around the outside. By the way, Herbst has a little right rear damage. He has scuffed the wall in some portion of this race.
He's going to stay right in front of the red and white Whelen Chevrolet of Jesse Love back there in the 8th and 9th spot. Everybody chases Chandler Smith. 32 laps are complete.
You handle the smoke? Then Toyota Racing wants you. Not the kind of smoke wafting from the grill on race days.
It smells good.
Kind of smoke from Victory Donuts, drifting less than a hair's width from walls and blasting off to the tune of 300 miles per hour plus. If the smoke smells inviting, we're looking for you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey race fans, Quarter of the Joy here. Join Ryan Flores and myself for Stacking Pennies every week. I'll break down my race and everything that happened on the track right out of my windshield.
Plus, we give out the dogs of the week for the best pit crews and pit crew guys and go in depth for all the money stops, pit road woes, and penalties.
You know what? You never know what guests are going to stop by the Nonsense Garage, but you can listen to Stacking Pennies every week on your favorite podcast platform, SiriusXM Channel 90 on Tuesdays, and the full YouTube version drops on NASCAR Channel on Wednesdays.
back here at Iowa Speedway under caution for the first time today. AJ Allmendinger pounded the safer barrier up in turn number four. Hard crash there. His car has come to a rest now in the grass that separates pit lane from the start-finish line.
Working lap number 34. Under caution, Chandler Smith, John Hunter Nemechek, Sheldon Creed, Austin Hill, and Justin Allgaier. That is your top five from Iowa Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
After the hard crash in turn four, A.J. Allmendinger was able to get out of the race car under his own power. He'll go to the infield care center for the mandatory trip there. The car is on the hook and being towed back to the garage area. We're waiting to see if pit lane will open up this next time by. But Chandler Smith, John Hunter Nemechek, Sheldon Creed, Austin Hill, and Justin Allgaier are the top five, with Sam Mayer sixth, Cole Custer seventh, Riley Herbst eighth, Jesse Love ninth, and Sammy Smith rounds out the top ten. And the green light does in fact come on to enter pit lane. So we'll see. I'm guessing some drivers will opt to come to pit road. I know there's some drivers battling some handling conditions out there. Now, the teams were given an extra set of Goodyear tires for today's race based off of the tire wear we saw yesterday in practice. Here's the race leader. Chandler Smith will peel off the racetrack. He'll come to pit road. John Hunter Nemechek will stay on the track in second. Third place car of Sheldon Creed is in. We start with Chris Wilner.
And Sheldon Creed is already in his box. Right side work already going on that Toyota. Complained about building free on the drive off. They're going to snug him up with an air pressure adjustment. For Goodyear Eagles, Sunoco Fuel. Also in Parker Kligerman, wicked loose. He came over the radio. For Justin Allgaier, he said the right front is shot. I need four new Eagles. They're going to bolt those on his Chevrolet. Send him on his way with Sunoco Fuel. Steve Post.
Austin Hill is in. That car was very, very loose. Going to be four tires. Sunoco Racing Fuel. Corey Heim said he was chattering the right front tire of his automobile. Going to be four tires. Sunoco Racing Fuel. Chandler Smith goes out first. Looks like Austin Hill and Sheldon Creed go side by side off from pit road. Sam Mayer is in, getting pit service as well. Also, Brett Moffitt brought his car in. Pit stops here, middle of stage number one, lap number 37.
Chandler Smith, Austin Hill, Sheldon Creed, Sam Mayer, Riley Herbst, top five off of pit road. What about the driver that stayed on the racetrack, John Hunter Nemechek? What do you think the thought is there, Alex? And I know it's only an assumption, but John Hunter Nemechek staying on the racetrack.
Yeah, he did, and so did Jeremy Clements. They're going to stay on the track. Now, I'm not sure what the issue is going to be. I got a bigger problem right now because the Brandon Jones car has some sort of an engine issue. When he pulled out of his pit